From Oakville, Ontario, you're listening to Highview Radio, where facilitating excellence in the management of your wealth is our purpose.
I'm Mark Barnicot, and welcome to Highview Radio. Today we're going to be chatting about how Canadian entrepreneurs can prepare their business for sale. With the demographic changes happening in Canada, many successful business owners, who in many cases started their companies 10, 15, or even 20 years ago, are now getting to a stage in their life in which they're looking to retire. The reality, though, is that their single biggest asset is often their business that they need to sell or monetize so they can provide enough capital from which to fund a happy retirement income. And our experience in working with entrepreneurs at Highview is that the sale process of a business can often take 1 to 3 years to fruition. One of the steps in the process, though, that's first, though, is really preparing that business for sale. And that's why today we're joined by Jordan Gould. Jordan Gould is a CA and partner at SBLR Chartered Accountants in Toronto, and they focus on small and mid-sized privately held companies. Jordan specializes in consulting for tax issues and succession planning for family-owned enterprises. He's worked with hundreds of corporate clients to help them maximize the value of their business, save every possible dollar of corporate and personal tax, while also protecting their assets, and plan for and implement their transition out of the business. Welcome to Highview Radio, Jordan.
Thank you, Mark.
So there are a couple options, I'm assuming, in selling a business, Jordan. Can you walk me through what those are?
Sure, Mark. The options for selling a business would include selling it internally, and that would be to a group of employees or a management group, people who are already intimately familiar with your business, or an external sale, which could even include a competitor. There are specific situations that arise depending on which way you go.
And so let's talk then about an internal sale, like say to an employee group or management team. What are the types of things that you feel people need to consider?
Okay, that's a good question, because an internal sale can be quite tricky. There are a lot of what we call soft issues that come into play. For example, the business may not have adequate profits to support that process. Oftentimes what we've seen is that the soft stuff that I mentioned before, such as people issues and communication, if not handled properly, can create real problems in the process. Another issue we come across is the financial disclosure issue. The owner might be hesitant to reveal information which prior to that point had remained private to the owner. There's also the continuing risk to the seller because they have to often stay on in a management position through the transition to the employer management group. We've also seen situations where there are unrealistic expectations on the part of both the seller and the buying group, and that can lead to a lot of difficulties. And as for the seller, him or herself, we often see a fear of retirement and, you know, the loss of income that goes along with that, as well as the loss of status. So we see that there are quite a few things that come into play, issues that can make this a very difficult process to undertake. Mm. However, on the positive side, the potential opportunity to buy into the business can be a great way to retain and motivate key employees. The seller can retain control of the sale process and have continued involvement in the business for an agreed amount of time. And also, the value received for the business often exceeds that of a third-party sale. Now, on the downside, Mark, one of the key disadvantages is that it could take anywhere from 5 to 10 years to get paid out on these transactions.
And what about on the external sales side? What types of things do you think need to be considered in those situations?
Also, there are a number of issues to consider on an external sale. It's very important to have a realistic expectation in terms of what you think the business is worth. Is there a management succession in place? Is there a backlog in an asset base to sustain the business going forward? Is the business even viable without the former owner in it? And if that's the case, how are you able to prove that to potential purchasers? So these are the types of issues that you really have to think about well in advance before pursuing an external sale.
So it sounds like, Jordan, whether it's an internal or external sale, it's a real customized process that you take your clients through then to help them make that choice?
Oh, absolutely. It involves really getting to know the client and their situation very intimately and structuring a process that really takes into consideration all of the factors that we just mentioned and more.
Okay, so let's say that we have a business owner and they've decided to sell their business. What are the things that you believe can be done in advance of the sale, whether it's going to be an internal or external sale, so that they can help maximize the value that they ultimately receive?
That's an excellent question, Mark, and that's a place where we really do a lot of work with our clients to help them make those preparations. One of the things that we look at is the corporate structure and whether it's going to provide access to the capital gains exemption on multiple fronts. So in other words, there's $750,000 available to each Canadian on the sale of shares of a small business. And so what we like to do is check and make sure that the seller of the business is maximizing the use of that opportunity so that when they do actually sell the business, they're able to get a huge chunk of the proceeds tax-free. Other things that we look at include creditor-proofing the business, perhaps even isolating certain assets such as real estate apart from the business so that it makes the actual business itself easier to sell. The creditor-proofing aspect is quite important because it allows the business to move excess cash out of the way, which makes for a smoother sale process as well.
So it sounds like it's a pretty personalized process then you're taking all your clients through.
Absolutely. Each one is different and unique.
Yeah. Okay. And any final thoughts that you'd have on preparing a client business for sale, Jordan?
I think if I had to have one overarching piece of advice for anyone contemplating selling their business, it would be that it can be a very lengthy process. And in order for you to realize the maximum value for what is arguably your largest asset, it's really important that you prepare your business for sale years in advance. You mentioned at the outset 1 to 3 years to complete the transaction, and that's probably a fair estimate of that part of it. But the actual sale of the business is the last piece of the process. And the part that comes before that can take 5 to 10 years if it's done properly. So my advice would be make sure that you start preparing well in advance, and also, equally important, surround yourself with a good team of advisors, including a lawyer, an accountant, and, of course, an investment advisor to help you invest your proceeds once they arrive.
That's great. Good words of advice, Jordan. Look, I really appreciate you spending time with us today and sharing your insights. For listeners who would like more information on Jordan and his firm, SBLR, please take a look at their website at www.sblr.ca. And I'm Mark Barnicot for Highview Radio. Thanks very much for joining us today.
You've been listening to Highview Radio, a media production of Highview Financial Group. For more information on our firm, please visit us at www.highviewfin.com.